Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and also to Japan, streaming online at joy.org.au, on podcast, the Joy app, online, everything. Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9, longest running flagship news and current affairs
concentrate
show.
Maker.
An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Maka. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. We've got a few interesting matters that we want to talk about, don't we, Tass?
Well, we certainly... Oh, jeez, Maka. keep your mind above your hips. Mind you, that's a bit hard to do with that waistline of yours. Okay, we do have...
We know why you can't get so close to the microphone, because of your nose. Because it's so big.
Can I have some concentration in the studio, please, boys? Back to the script.
Okay, Maka, what a week it's been. I have to say, I loved being in Sydney last weekend.
It was great.
I loved our show last weekend. It was... we had a great selection of guests and some fantastic messages. Probably my takeout message was the one by Bill Shorten,
who said,
"Joy is now someone that we must deal with."
Yes.
As a voice of our community. So I was really proud to hear that. But, you know, what a great weekend it was. I enjoyed the parade. I enjoyed the party. I enjoyed the after party. Great weekend.
A good time was had by all.
And I was saying, what a great response we got as a support team from the SBS crew up in the studio. Yep. They were phenomenal.
Yep. SBS were great.
And, you know, the support we had in Melbourne here from the folk who were doing our messages.
Well, there's no way we could do the show on our own, Maka. I mean, you and I wouldn't know which button to press if our life depended on it. The only one that I know is the volume.
And we were working out, Tass, there were actually 12 people involved in that broadcast.
Really?
So across the two studios and the two cities. So with the SBS crew helping us as well. 12 people.
Wow.
For a marathon three-hour show.
Wow. I've got to say, for me, though, I mean, putting a show together like that takes a lot of emotional energy. And
it does.
And by the time it's done, I'm exhausted. You know, all I had energy to do was to eat and then go and have a bit of a nana nap. And, of course, it's all happening again this weekend with Chill Out.
It is, and it's in its 21st year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We made a decision last minute to go up to Chill Out for the weekend, and Ian managed to get online, and he found the very last room available in the whole of the Daylesford area. So we're staying at Daylesford Spa accommodation, and it's about a 5-minute walk from the main street, so it's pretty central. Prices are reasonable. You know, the reviews have been fantastic, so we're really excited about that. So we're going up tomorrow. We probably will miss the parade, but we'll get to participate in all the other shenanigans and enjoy the weekend.
Should be good. Now,
said no Banana Bee Joyce this week, mate.
No. You want to watch a soap opera? There's lots of channels on pay TV, Netflix, you know.
I agree. But,
or subscribe to the Daily Mail.
But aren't they in trouble?
Well, the 30th news poll is coming up. So one wonders, of course, 30 news polls was apparently the trigger for Malcolm when he made his run against Tony Abbott, saying he's lost 30 news polls in a row.
Well, that's 3 weeks away, you know.
Yeah. So, you know. But the government of the country majestically sails on. Michaela Cash slagging everyone off within shouting distance. You know, government ministers being at cross purposes. It's got to be an easy job to be opposition leader at the moment.
Well, you don't.
Well, not an easy job.
Well, you don't need to do anything, actually. All you have to do is just zip up, keep tight, and just watch this soap opera unfold and continue to crumble in front of our very eyes. Mind you, the thing that I actually abhor is the fact that in this nation, at a federal level or at a state level, the Liberals cannot enter into a serious policy debate about anything. What I get is hyperbole, I get emotion, and I get a whole lot of crap, but I don't get very much serious debate.
Don't forget the dog whistling.
And the dog whistling, of course. And I just find that really annoying and very frustrating. But in saying all of that, the other thing that I thought was interesting during the week for me was International Women's Day.
Yes.
And I was incredibly proud to see our sisters, you know, doing their thing and advocating for the sorts of things that we've been advocating forever, which are about equality. And yet the poor Liberals are still stuck in dinosaur land. They can't work out where they're going. But I've got to say, I've got a crush at the moment. I've got an absolute crush. I've got an absolute crush on Jacinda Ardern.
Yes.
And I will work really hard at getting her on this show.
Yeah, baby!
I'm so in love with
her. You look after her, I'll look after her partner.
So I mention her because, you know, as you listen to her enter into a public debate, it is based on evidence, it is based on science, it is based on reason, and she actually embraces progressive values and the sorts of values that are really important to you and I. I think they're you and I.
Well, look, I think good, solid, progressive values that are respectful have, I think, a lot of currency with a lot of people, and even, you know, not even, but a lot on the conservative side as well on some of those values. They won't agree with all of them, but it's about respect and acknowledgement.
Absolutely.
And engagement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Macker, on a completely other note, I mean, what the hell's going on at Trinity College or Trinity Grammar? I mean, what the hell is going on out there? I mean, fancy actually sacking somebody for cutting someone's hair when they have a track record of serious abuse, teachers abusing children. Yeah, well, let's save that for some other time. But, I mean, I just find the whole thing bizarre, really.
Hmm. We live in interesting times, Tass.
We certainly do. We certainly do. And all of that occurring in the context of, you know, the sort of debates with the Royal Commission and Pell and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's a bit of a soap opera, isn't it?
It certainly is.
When he turns up at court every day.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Really good use of our police resources.
So we've just had a message from the wonderful 317.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, 317. God, we missed you last week. Well, I did anyway. Yes, I did behave myself in Sydney, but I'm not sure that Macca did. And I agree with you, that interview, that 60 Minutes conducted with Jacinda Ardern was cringeworthy. And, in fact, I think she even used the word cringeworthy herself.
Mm. Isn't it a shame 60 Minutes is such a pale reflection of what it used to be? It's not even a parody anymore. It's crap.
It's junk, really, it's isn't crap. It? I mean, why would you bother listening to it?
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.